Spotify Studios.
Mr. Spotify? Malik Talkings here.
Send him in.
What the hell is up, Mr. Spotify, dude? The fuck's up, man? Oh, man. Week one of the podcast extravaganza is down the hatch. What do you think, man? I'm really like want to know what you think about it. Like, I feel like I've been really, really locking in and actually doing it. Like, it's been a week and I'm still here.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you like, I don't know, man. You sat and talked to your friend for an hour, 30 minutes. You talked about SZA being thick, like the Golden State Warriors of 2017. You talked about Spready Gibbs. I don't even know what half of this stuff is, dude. Like, what's going on up there, man? Like, who even thinks of this shit, dude? Like, what?
Oh, so you like the show. That's great, man. I really work hard on it. I feel like I'm attacking subjects that are only talked about in like a kind of like a just like a just internet vibe. Like, I don't know. I feel like I don't think no one on like MTV is talking about Spready Gibbs. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. But no major news outlet is covering this, so I have to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We'll see what happens week two.
Exactly. Only more greatness. Okay. Well, I got one to do right now, dude. And it's, oh my God, dude. I'm not even going to talk about it. Do you follow Mr. Beast on Instagram?
Of course I do. I'm trying to win the giveaway.
No!
Sound of me and yo bitch kicking shit like Pele. I'm getting paid, grinding harder than a Beyblade. Hold up, where my shades at? Okay, yeah.
And we are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, better known as the nigga with no bitches. Yes, hello. I am back, and holy shit. One second. And we're back. Holy shit. I was trying to do this standing up and then like crouching down to my mic, and you're just like, what are you doing, dude? Sit, go get a chair, sit down, get cozy. It's Malik talking. Welcome back, everybody. The podcast extravaganza continues. We are in week 2, episode 8 out of 31, I'm thinking. I think we're doing pretty good so far. Let's keep this thing going, y'all. I had a pretty good weekend. I was here the whole time. Didn't black out at any point. And easily could have at any point, you know. But, you know, I did a good job. I was drinking like a responsible 25-year-old. and life's all about growth, man. If you're not growing, I don't know. You gotta do something. You gotta figure it out. But yeah, so it's Malik talking. Podcast extravaganza, like I said. Man, it's a lot that's on my mind right now. Like, I just feel like I'm so like inspired right now, bruh. Because, like, I just took a good shower. And taking a shower is like right before podcasting is like goated. Like, it's like one of the best things, because it's like you have those shower thoughts and it's like you're like aligning them, and I'm like having like the best shower thoughts, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna say that and it's gonna be so funny. And then when I get on here, I don't say nothing that I ever thought of. Like, all that goes out the window. I'm not really like, I don't know, like, I always think of something funny to say, like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna say that shit later, and then, like, it doesn't even make it, and then I, like, open my notes, and I just find, like, a word, it's just, like, It's just like, I can't even explain it. Like, it's just a word that you shouldn't, you would never to think. Like, oh my God, I'm about to open my notes right now. This is just, okay. See, I have a thing that says, Frank Ocean owns Coachella, common L. I got one, dentist office just around the world should be playing Malik Talking. Like, imagine you're sitting in the dentist's office and you just hear me talking. I think I'm gonna take over that market. I think that's a great idea. Shout out my team. I have a joke here. So when I went back to North Carolina, my ears didn't work. I didn't understand what no one said, so I had to recalibrate them. No? Yeah, no. I thought that was pretty funny too. Yeah, I just literally, anytime I get an idea, my phone is just like, boom, boom, boom. It gets a pounding. It's kind of weird because, like, I'll just be like, someone will just be talking to me. And it's fucked up, I know. And it's unrealistic. But it's like I press the pause menu on a video game where, like, I pull up my inventory. That's how I feel. Like, and I'm not even, I'm just still standing there, like, idle, you know, just looking at you. But I guess, you know, my character pulls out his phone, I guess, whatever. So it is what it is. fuck. But yeah, we got a good episode for you to hear today, guys. I'm talking as I am. And we're going to get through this, man. We're going to get through this together. I got my fresh shower. Not going to lie, I got a little smoke on you know. Damn, I need some water. That's another thing. Hold on now. Oh my God, dude. Water is so good, dude. If you're listening to this podcast right now, find a cup of water and indulge in it before we get any further. I need everyone hydrated. I need everyone feeling right. I don't need no one passing out. You see, Travis Scott ruined podcasts as well. You know, it's not just like every concert you go to and now they're just stopping the show. And it was like, let's make sure no one dies. And it's like, how did we get here? Man, I don't fucking know, bro. I don't fucking know, dude. I really don't fucking know. Like, bro, what the fuck is going on, bro? Why everywhere I go, man? You're on Instagram, you're on Twitter. Mr. Beast, bro. This nigga's running the internet. He's a genius, bro. He's such a fucking genius, bro. And him and David Dobrik, they do this game where they're, if you don't know and you don't haven't seen it, but it's a post and he basically, it's a giveaway. He's doing a fucking giveaway. And everyone in the universe is entering this shit. And I'm looking at his account right now. He has 37 million followers. And apparently I follow all of them. He says, it's my birthday, so I'm giving away $50,000 to 5 followers. 10,000 each. All you have to do is share this on your story and tag someone in the comments. Also, if you don't follow me, I can't DM you the money if you win. Winners will be picked in 72 hours. We'll show proof. So it's day one of this, bro. And this shit already has like 16 million likes. 20 million comments, it looks like. And I've seen it all, bro. I've seen each and every one of them. Like, it's on everyone's story. And it's like, I get it, bro. I want 10 bands too, bro. Like, I might, bro, I came into this podcast, I was really hating on this shit, but now I'm like, what if I win? But that's what he wants. That's what he wants. God damn it. God damn it. That's what he wants. And like, is everyone going to still be following Mr. Beast after he does this? Actually, I think they will, because they're like, hold up, I want us to be here for the next time he gives away this much money. It's really genius, bro. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know, man. I fucked up, bro. Watching Mr. Beast just lets me know I fucked up. Now I'm turning this into a spiraling episode. Now I'm spiraling. It went from me hating to spiraling. You know, hate is close to spiraling, though. Like, if you hating on somebody, bro, I don't know. I feel like you got something going on inside you that you might be spiraling soon, bro. But anyways, I'm spiraling because, bro, we could have did the YouTube shit, bro. We could have did the YouTube shit. We could have took this shit out the mud, bro. With the YouTube channel, man. God damn, man. Bro, I just feel like one of those niggas says, like, I could have went to the league, man. I could have went to the league, bro. If I did this YouTube shit back in the day, man, I would have been lit right now, man. Man, I would have been in a goddamn Hellcat right now, bro. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's crazy, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know, man. I wish I had that YouTube bag where you could, like, it's my birthday, I'm giving away 10 bands. If I got 10, like, bro, that's crazy. And I get his model, like, I would do the same fucking thing, bro. Like, bro, there's a certain point where you get rich. You can just give money away, and you get more money for giving the money away. So it's just like, let's play. Let's play a game. Let's go, guys. I'd have niggas doing, like, jigsaw shit. Like, I would be, like, Saw, like, bro, if you want 100 bands, you're going to run through this field of heroin needles, okay? Go. And I'm going to blow the whistle, and Too Short is going to come out, bro. And he's going, while you're running through heroin needles, potentially infecting yourself with a lot of things. And it's all for the bag. And that's what it's going to be called. It's going to be called It's All for the Bag. And hopefully MTV picked that shit up, bro. But we're going to have to go to, like, MTV Plus on streaming. So, like, we could say fuck. And, like, we could show, like, the heroin needles, like, actually poking niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think this is a good idea. Hold on now. Hold on now. We might pitch this one. Hold on now. Okay, but mainly, my main point of this whole Mr. Beast thing is, you're a homie right now, bro, and I hate to pull this card on y'all. There's a homie out there that's been sharing his music, and he got goddamn 15 streams, and he just needed you to share his shit so he could get 18, and you didn't, bro, and that was just for free, bro, and you doing the same thing because you not gonna win 10 bands. You not gonna win no 10 bands. I'm hating because I'm spiraling, okay? I'm hating because I'm spiraling. You're not gonna win 10 bands. Stop posting Mr. Beast, please, for my sanity. And I think it should be almost over. I feel like everyone almost did it. I don't know, man. I'm looking. Hold on. Yeah, we got 48 more hours of this shit. I don't know, man. It's not looking good for us. But if anyone that is listening to Malik talking wins the $10,000, I owe you an apology. And you gotta give me a rack. I don't know. I just think that's how you could help a built black business grow. You know what I'm saying? Oh man. Anyways, so switching gears, man. I just need everyone to know, post Malik talking. If you're posting Mr. Beast, you could post Malik talking. Also, if you already post Malik talking, this is no, you know what I'm saying? This is not even directed at anybody, bro. We just saying, like, if you, bro, let's share your community, bro. Share the local rapper that raps about spoons and shit, you know? Share that guy. And Mr. Beast. Do both. If you're gonna share Mr. Beast, post one of your friends' music links. And then go about your day. And I think that should go for anything that you're doing for capitalistic gain or something. Like, help them too. So, like, for every Drake song, I'm gonna post somebody's song. Like, yeah, check out my nigga too on God. So, yeah. I think that's a fair trade. I think we should all follow this model until all of our friends blow up and all of our friends are rich from their creative passions. And then we are all on vacation. I think that's how we defeat poverty and, like, generational wealth and health. Like, we all come together and help each other. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel like I feel like I'm on some philosophy shit, bro. They might assassinate me. Ooh. I take that back. Oh my god. Oh, the words and your words, man. Don't ever just say shit, bro, because it might happen. You know what I'm saying? This shit just be bouncing around the room. That's why I had to shut up and catch it. I had to catch it. Like, I took it back. I caught that bitch and I took it back. But just know I'm going to spread the truth at all times. Except when it comes to me, I'm a lie. real fuck, I'm crying. Anyways, y'all, so the Lakers just won a game right now, and I'm gonna talk about basketball real quick because I am doing daily pods, so like I'm actually keeping up with the playoffs, so like I could talk about the playoffs if y'all don't mind. Bro, this Lakers Warriors series is something serious, bro. The Lakers just went up 3-1, bro. 3-1. 3-1. They just went up 3-1, okay? Now, there's a dog on fucking TikTok, right? This motherfucker predicted that the Lakers would get up to 3-1, but he predicted that the Lakers lose 4-3 in the series. And if this dog is correct, I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do, bro. Like, is he better than Punxsutawney Phil, the fucking, the gopher? What is it called? The groundhog?
He's a groundhog, right? Or something like that. He's something. But
if he's better than him, then I don't fucking know. Like, but this dog, I don't know. We have suspicions that this video is edited or tampered with. I don't know. I think they're trying to push a narrative for Steph to beat LeBron in a 3-1 comeback. I don't know, man. It just sounds too storybook. Or does Bron finally beat the Warriors to prove, like, fuck y'all niggas, y'all had KD, I told you I could have beat y'all niggas if my team showed up. And it's so crazy, like, this is like the first series or team I've ever seen LeBron just be able to chill. And the team is like, he still gotta do shit, but he's shooting dumbass threes. He's gotta stop that. But, he's really gotta stop that shit. Those threes are fucking disgusting, LeBron. And I know you're playing on one foot, but goddamn it, stop it. Or get some pointers from Bryce at least, bro. At least, fuck. Bryce, help your daddy out, man. Get that nigga green. Anyways, back to the games. Yeah, the Lakers are winning. Hopefully, if they don't win, I feel like if they don't win this next game, the dog might be right. Like, they have to win this next game. Like, well, duh. But I sound like Magic Johnson, like, just stating the obvious. But, like, if, I don't know, if it goes to, like, 6, the Warriors are going to take it to 7. And it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But, yeah, they have to win. Okay. And then the Knicks and the Heat, the Knicks fucking suck, bro. I'm just gonna say that, bro. No way you're just letting Jimmy Butler beat you. Like, there's literally no one else on the Heat. Like, I know the Heat have Bam Adebayo, they got Duncan Robinson, they got fucking Caleb Martin, they got hella players, they got hoopers, bro. But, like, come on, New York. You're New York. You're supposed to, like, do something. But also, the Heat are a well-coached team. Eric Spoelstra really does his thing. So I respect the Heat 100%. And Jimmy Butler is that nigga, man. Low-key. If he leads an 8th seed to the NBA Finals, I don't even know that's, like, allowed. But we'll see. And also, I think the fucking Heat can beat the Celtics if they got to play them. And the Heat are definitely beating the 76ers. I just think Jimmy Butler is going to, like, bitch Harden or something. Even though I'm a huge Harden fan, bro, I'm really hyped for him. If the 76ers go to the finals, I want him to win. I need Harden to get a ring, bro. At least one of the OKC homies got to grab one, bro. But also, if the Lakers win, Russ and Pat Bev get a ring. And I'm tired of people talking about that because the Lakers are like, it's the second round, bro. And we're already talking about them getting finals rings. Bro, let's talk about that when it's over, bro. And I'm talking like I'm a Lakers fan, but, you know, I'm just here to see LeBron win a championship really quick. If he gets five, that's lit. And I'm just talking about just, like, as a basketball fan. Like, he breaks the record, all that shit, and gets a championship. I think that'd be pretty fire. You know, and the NBA loves a good storybook vibe. So, I say let it happen. I say let it happen. And to close this podcast, I'm just gonna talk about a little story today. So I got off work today and I had some time because it was gonna take like fucking 6 hours to get home, and so I'm just driving around and I come across this record store. And I always drive by it. It's called Doctor Strange Records. It's like in Rancho Cucamonga. It's out there somewhere. Find it out. Shout out Doctor Strange Records. So I'm in the record store. I always pass by this record store. And I'm like, I'm going in here today. Fuck it. I ain't got nothing else to do. So I go in the record store. I'm looking around. And when I go in stores, I'm quick. I don't need to be in here all day. I'm in and out. Like, if I'm not getting none, I'm not getting none. If I'm gonna get something, I'm getting out. Like, what are we doing in here? You know, like, what? You want me to spend more money? No. Like, no. I'm out of here. I'm already out. I already got what I needed. I'm gone. Get out of here. Anyways, so yeah, so that's the type of guy I am. So I'm just looking at shit. And then I had like some shit where it was like some cheap ass ones. I was like, holy shit, they got cheap vinyls? What's up with it? Like, and I'm like, this is a real record store. Urban, that autumn bitch is $85. Autumn bitch is $48. Autumn bitch is $49. Autumn bitch is $42. Autumn bitch is $35. Bruh, I think that could be like a good Kendrick Baby Keem song. Anyways, they had some cheap vinyls, so I was like, damn. And then I found a Hall & Oates vinyl that was like OG as fuck. It was like probably like, it looked like a damn demo tape, damn near like their first song they ever made type shit. And I love Hall & Oates, and like the songs probably are ass or whatever because they're like demos. But I love them dudes, so I take a collectible from them, man. I think that was a really fire find. And I felt like, you know, you're in a record store and something you just, that comes across that just screams you, you're like, fuck, I have to get this, huh? And I'm the dude that always gets it. Like, I'm not the dude that's gonna be like, well, maybe I'll get it in the future. No, I'm getting it right now, and I'll deal with it later. Like, fuck it. We'll clarinet at ho or put it on, you know? So I grabbed the vinyl. I was like, yo, this is fire. And it was only like $5. And then I'm scrolling, and I see this vinyl, and it catches my eye because it says, hold up, what did it say? I'm over here like telling the story without telling the story, you know? Yeah. So
our new old vinyl had two super vintage, and I copped this one because it says nigger on it.
Yeah. And then it says woman is the word of nigger. And it was like a John Lennon and Yoko Ono album. It says woman is the nigger of the world. Oh yeah, woman is the nigger of the world. And it's like, what? And then it just goes into like how they're oppressed as niggers. And it's, I don't know, man. I was like, what? And so I bought it just because it said that. And so I'm at the checkout line. And the dude's like, whole notes, yeah. And then he gets to the other vinyl. And he's looking at it. And he flips it over and he sees the word. Like, you see his eyes like, oh. And then you can see him just, like, hurry up and flip it over. Like, yeah, like, he doesn't know that. Like, maybe, like, I don't know it's on there. And he was just like hurrying up my transaction. I was like, oh shit, yeah. But then like, that was it. Like, I just felt like he felt weird that that said nigger and I was buying it as a black man. Cause you know, everyone was white. But yeah, I don't know. I felt like that was just, I thought that was hilarious. And I just really wanted to like look at him in the face and be like, bro, I know what it says. I know what it says. But yeah, guys, that's my funny. I don't know if it was funny. I thought it was funnier in my head, I guess. Maybe my delivery. Maybe I need like, bro. See, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I just need a co-host for like when I tell stories like that. The laughs will really like punch it up and make it sound like way better. But yeah, guys. Mr. Beast is not giving you 10 racks. And this is Malik Talking, the best podcast ever. And the podcast extravaganza will continue tomorrow, May 9th. 9 out of 31. 8 out of 31 complete. Will he do it? Of course he will. Bruh, I gotta impress Mr. Spotify, bruh. And he's gonna give me that $100. It's gonna go crazy, bro. It's gonna go crazy. Turn that up. Wind it up.